I think it's all working out with our escape plan. Everything going as it should. I think so, right up until the very last minute, when the engine fails. It comes as a violent shudder, the sound of metal crunching and stuttering, coughing like a dying old man before giving out completely. The next thing I feel is the terror inside my gut as we hit a speed I scarcely thought possible. We're tumbling, flying, falling fast down to the nearest planet. I see it come closer, a glowing blue orb the color of lightning bolts and vegetation. For a moment, as we plummet down at breakneck speed, I wonder what the puffy white substance is that caresses the atmosphere of the world we're about to land on. I ponder it until we're right in the middle of its softness, and realize they're clouds. They moisten the sides of the ship as we stab through them, a ball of mechanical fire falling to disintegration. The ground comes up fast, then faster still until I hold my breath, certain that we will crumble upon impact. Glancing around at my crew, I see them more terrified than I am. Victorinth, her eyes are ablaze in fear, her gaze following mine out the window as the ship falls sideways. She's holding onto her seat, gripping it as though it's the last connection she has to her life before it became a disaster, before we felt the fear of falling. Our eyes meet over the chaos, panic surging between us like a tangible energy. Horror is etched into Victorin's face, and I see her lips twitch as she tries to tell me something, but I don't hear a word. All that enters my ears are the rapid sounds of the craft cracking up around me and the rush of air as it escapes through the gaps in the falling wreckage. It hits my face, cold and caustic, the force almost burning my skin. The last thing I see before we crash is a large building on the edge of the city. If I knew of its importance to the crew, I would have feared nothing. But in that moment, I'm stricken with an intense fear, one that grows the closer we get. It's right before my eyes, the ground black with symmetrical white stripes, and it's coming up fast. I resign myself to fate. It will swallow me up, and I will live no more. There's a crunch. Victorinth screams, and the crew falls into a mass of tangled-up terror as the ship splinters at the edges. Before the blackness arrives, I look up and see the large building beside us. There's a sign on the wall in an alphabet I'm not familiar with. I squint in an attempt to decipher the symbols, but as I strain my eyes, shock takes over my body. Then, nothing but darkness. My eyes are stinging, blistering with the pain of unseen molecules. It would seem where we've landed has something in the air we're not used to. It takes a few breaths to adjust to the light. It's like nothing I've seen before. The sky is dark, like the blackest onyx, but every now and again, items are illuminated, like buildings or vehicles of sorts. As I glance out the window, I can see there are various other crafts, some much larger than others and in different colors, but they are mostly of similar length, or at least much smaller than our craft. "What are you looking for?" one of my team shouts from behind me. "I don't know yet," I answer. "I'm still figuring things out." I see something move. Another being. They're tall, slender, ethereal, and calm as they walk across the space in front of me. I see them enter one of the vehicles, then watch as it disappears around a bend. "What was that?" I hear something. I can hear the team behind me spruce themselves up and get back on their feet. "Is anyone hurt?" I turn around to check everyone. They all look themselves over before shaking their heads.
"I'm scared,"
says the youngest, Victorinth. "Me too," I admit. "But we'll be fine if we stick together." We all nod at one another to show we're in agreement.
"But what was that?"
asked Victorinth again.
"What was that noise?"
She rushes to the window and looks out.